So it is the new year, and it's starting in California with the first legal recreational marijuana sales for adults 21 and older. 8 states and D.C. have legalized marijuana. 5 have markets in place, including, of course, Colorado. Californians voted for legalization in 2016. Its illegal market was estimated at over $13 billion. Taxes on the legal sales are expected to generate between $300 and $500 million this year alone. Khalil Mutawakil is co-founder of Kind Peoples. That's a cannabis medical dispensary in Santa Cruz and one of the first to get a license for today's recreational sales. Khalil, you opened at 7 a.m. How'd it go?
Well, we had a long line around the block.
Really?
And we began with a ribbon cutting ceremony this morning with our local county supervisor. We actually had our first people in line coming all the way from Florida. And the shelves are stocked, the line's moving, and there's just tons of happy folks with smiles on their faces and celebrating the end of prohibition.
Well, and what are your questions, though, especially as somebody who's been obviously doing this for a while? There was concern from some of the smaller growers in California that a lot of sophisticated people from other industries would be starting to move into the state to try to take over the industry. You know, people who knew more about marketing and branding and, you know, legal businesses. Are you worried about that?
I am worried about that. The new regulations set up a brand new backbone for how the industry will operate. So, of course, I'm worried about supply issues and overall volatility within the market. But most of all, who are the losers going to be? You know, I think there are going to be a lot of small businesses supporting middle-class families that are going to have a hard time assimilating into the new paradigm of statewide regulation.
Right. Well, and also some of the smaller businesses, you know, there are estimates that half of the cannabis grown in California is illegally shipped across state lines and sold, you know, at a higher price to people across the country who don't have the ability to farm it year-round. You know, what happens to that business? I'm sure you've talked to other distributors. Are they going to have some legal business and some illegal?
Well, my hope is that the folks that may be operating in the shadows will see the new regulations as an opportunity to engage in the legal marketplace, which is expected to greatly expand over the coming years.
Yeah. And what did you have to do to get ready to sell? You've already done all the work to sell medical marijuana, but what did you have to do? You mentioned regulations to sell recreational.
Well, we've had the amazing fortune of a highly cooperative local government here, which is really the key to obtaining your state license. So we applied for multiple license types with the new California Bureau of Cannabis Control. We were more than thrilled to find out that we had actually received 8 out of the first 20 cannabis licenses given in the state of California.
You had licenses for retail, to sell, for distribution, for cultivation and manufacturing. So there is a lot of licensing.
Correct. Yeah, we're looking to be a vertically integrated operation where we can provide patients and customers in both the medical and the adult use market with product that we have procured all the way from seed to sale for them.
Yeah. Well, and right now you're able to sell your marijuana without full regulatory controls, but eventually you're going to have to test your product. This is going to be a state requirement extensively. Track it from seed to sale. You've already said you think some smaller growers may not make it through this regulatory network, but how is it going to change how you operate?
Well, you know, luckily for us, I think it's going to make things quite a bit smoother. When folks walk in the door now, all you have to do is show your government-issued ID and verify that you are 21 years of age or older. And, you know, we're looking forward to bringing in a lot of tax revenue, both for our local municipality as well as for the state.
Well, and you know, police are worried. They have concerns about driving under the influence, the message it sends to kids. What do you do about that?
Well, I think that we can look to other legalized states like Colorado and Washington, where according to the data, there really hasn't been any changes in car crash rates. And here in California, we do have laws already on the books to identify impaired drivers. But here at Kind Peoples, we also have launched a public service campaign to go low and slow, and it has 5 aspects. First, take a low dose, and second, go slow, wait 2 hours, and make sure that the dose is kicked in. We recommend, of course, not to drive, don't mix with alcohol, and then make sure to lock your product up.
Wow, it's a new day. Did you ever think you'd see it?
Well, you know, I've been in this business now for 5 years, and certainly we're thrilled to be here today and celebrate the end of Prohibition.
That's Khalil Mutawakil, co-founder of Kind Peoples, a cannabis dispensary in Santa Cruz, California, on this, the first day of the legal sale of recreational marijuana. Khalil, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.